Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
As leaders in government, business, and society, we bear a particular responsibility to rebuild trust in how we assume our own role as trustees.
Hidden behind the lost attempt to rebuild trust for the Davos 2024 attendees' sugar-coated totalitarian strategy for world domination is a panicked roach nest of sociopaths partaking in treason, drugs, high-end prostitutes, and delusions of grandeur.
Are you worried that if all the details come out about the Epstein trial, that your boss might get into legal trouble like Prince Andrew did, or some of the others on the list? And it must have been bad for Melinda to divorce him over Epstein. I mean, that's what Melinda Gates said, because he wouldn't stop visiting Epstein.
He was evil personified. I had nightmares about it afterwards.
I mean, how can you work for a guy like that?
Treason, not trust, seemed to be the actual theme at this year's Davos.
We are on the way to a new order, so we are between orders. What are we able to keep on the positive side from the old order to bring into a new world order?
At the heart of it will be many of the core principles and core institutions of the existing order.
It's absolutely critical that we accelerate. I don't want this, obviously, but if you wound up with a different president who was opposed to climate crisis, I got news for you. No one politician anywhere in the world can undo what is happening now. The marketplace is doing this.
Many of these so-called righteous saviors of humanity chose to stick their nose up at the thought of addressing the peasants when confronted by journalists asking basic questions.
I want to ask about McKinsey and those huge contracts you guys got from the Canadian government after meeting with Chrystia Freeland. Oh, don't run away. Don't run away. Why don't you want to talk about your contract with Canadian taxpayers? I mean, surely you believe in transparency. What are your plans going forward?
Not going to talk about it right now here.
Are you pulling back from it the same way BlackRock is?
No. And why don't we just set this up formally? But no, we're not pulling back from it.
Are you worried about misinformation and disinformation? That's been a big focus of the World Economic Forum this year. Do you agree with that? You don't have enough credentials to go up there, apparently. But what about the forcible nature that so many people were forced to take the jab or lose their job?
Well, what I'd like to actually just say within this is that we're certainly proud of the efforts that collectively that the healthcare sector made.
Right, and I know that, and I'm not disputing that. But
I think that if you'd like to discuss any of this further, that you can certainly be in contact with our media relations group, and they'd be happy to get in touch with you on it, okay?
I don't think they would be happy to get in touch with you. I'm asking you about the forcible nature, that if they weren't forced to take your medicine against their will, they'd be fired.
I need to go on this, but what I would say is that all of this comes down to local decisions that are made by countries. And
local decisions? I think you profited by it.
Dr. Tedros, how you doing? Do you think you did well in COVID, and if you're going to do as well in disease X? What is disease X? Mr. Tedros, what is disease X? And when is China going to release it?
The number one issue that Klaus Schwab says is the goal for the WEF is to combat misinformation and disinformation. Is that important to Meta?
I'm heading to my booth. This is not an interview.
How come Facebook is censoring the internet? Is it your plan to interfere with the 2024 election?
Sorry, cannot hear through the press.
The Davos attendees of 2024 need to calm the down. The overselling of an imminent nightmare future is really pissing huge populations of Team Humanity off. What's to stop the hundreds of millions of us from holding a confab of our own aimed at arresting these proponents of a genocidal New World Order?
53 years after the WEF was founded, they have 75 million children working in their supply chains. The problem is that many of these companies have business models that have actually increased misery, hunger, malnutrition, and child labor.
The kind of person who will come into the next conservative administration is going to be governed by one principle, and that is destroying the grasp that political elites and unelected technocrats have over the average person.
We're going to change. Instead of using a needle, to use a little patch. the pandemic really highlighted that we've been underinvested in those innovations.
John Baum reporting.
You know, I sit up here and I yell and scream about the New World Order and the globalists. They're planning to get rid of the borders and release a virus and have a global power grab. And you saw it all come true. But there's a inverse of that. There's not just the bad stuff I'm telling you about. There's the good stuff I'm telling you about. And just like our information is the best you're going to find out there, our supplements are amazing. So our new special in the last half of January 2024 is here. It's Real Red Pill Plus and DNA Force Plus, both 50% off. We're calling it the Supercharged Special. You can get either one of these great items at 40% off individually or together for 50% off. Now, the time we have left, I can't tell you why they're so great and what they do for your body. Go to InfoWarsStore.com, look at the ingredients and investigate it, and then get them. It supports the InfoWar, and it'll change your life. Take advantage now, InfoWarsStore.com.
Waging war on corruption. It's Alex Jones coming to you live from the front lines of the InfoWar.
All right, every broadcast we do, 7 days a week here at InfoWars, going out on radio stations, cable stations, TV stations, and blasting out at InfoWars.com/show, and of course, Real Alex Jones on X is vitally important. But I got a call right after the show yesterday by a very respected medical doctor, hospital director, former leader of the governor of Texas Health Task Force for 7 years, Dr. Richard Bartlett. And he said to me, you need to read all these documents I'm going to send you. And then after I went over the documents and spent about 2 hours, I called him and I had my producer call him and I said, please come on. He said, well, I'm running the hospital today. I can come on at lunch. And he's in Amarillo, so that's in 1 hour central. So it's Friday, January 19th, 2024. It's 11:07 central. He'll be joining us in about 53 minutes from now. And he's been on the show many times. A great guy, day one, exposing, you know, COVID as a lab operation, exposing the shots as poisonous. Really an amazing individual. When my dad had COVID, was about to kill him, he got emergency drugs to him and saved his life. The guy's amazing. And he said, of everything he's ever seen, this is the craziest thing, okay? Now, when I get a story this big, I've noticed that if I just come right out with it, it reaches a few million people, 4 or 5 million people, our regular audience today, but it doesn't break through and go mega viral. It's only when you decide it's important and you get upset and you do your research and you share it that it reaches 50 to 100 to 300 million people. Now, every few months we're able to do this. Back in August, I got the inside intel. They were planning to roll out the new COVID controls, which they then tried. But because that story went to number one for at least a week, and because documents came out that indeed they were planning it, we backed them off 90-plus percent, though they're still trying to bring back the COVID protocols for flu and other things ahead of the election in just 200-something days. This story is so huge that when I read this entire stack of documents, which is government documents, CDC documents, hospital documents, I was sitting going to bed last night about 10 p.m., and it was so upsetting that I couldn't sleep, so I got back up at about 2 a.m., and I've been up since then. So what am I talking about? Well, we just posted it on X. We just tweeted it. Let's put the live show feed that went up minutes ago on screen for TV viewers at Real Alex Jones. Real life nightmare. U.S. hospitals caught injecting experimental Ebola vaccine that sheds. And there's the X post at Real Alex Jones. Real life nightmare. U.S. hospitals caught injecting experimental Ebola vaccine that sheds. It's live. Watch live as medical experts join Alex Jones to break the latest on the development story. Because it's not just Dr. Richard Bartlett that's going to be joining us. I'll tell you who else is joining us when we go live next hour. We're live now, but when they're with us live next hour. So listen to me very, very carefully. they've been hyping that the next big attack will be an airborne Ebola. And they've been saying brace for it. And if you track the outbreaks of Ebola that happened during the Obama administration, they were directly linked back to the UN and the Pentagon with pharmaceutical companies in a whole bunch, seven different Central African countries, Congo, you name it, injecting the population when there was almost no Ebola there, almost no death, with these experimental shots. And now the very same company that did that, and they admit, I have mainline news saying the Ebola outbreaks were caused by the shot. You hear what I just said? And now they're giving the shots to healthcare workers at hospitals in the United States. This just broke. And what's crazy is doctors finally noticed this, even though they started this in December, a month ago. So this is breaking now here. When I say breaking, it's on the hospital websites. It's on the CDC site. They admit they're doing it, and then we can track the exact so-called vaccine linked to four global Ebola outbreaks. So, special guest, Dr. Richard Bartlett, and one other guest I'll announce once he joins us in the second hour today. You need to tune in. You need to share. You need to research. Because unlike the Washington Post that just wrote a big article 2 days ago that we wrote about last night at InfoWars.com, we want you to do your own research. Washington Post's latest outlet telling Americans doing own research is bad. And the first example they use in the big report, we have a screenshot of right here with a link to it on the site, is InfoWars.com reporting that leftists have been caught setting fires in Australia, and they say it's false, but then later in the article admit it's actually true, hoping you don't read deeper, and that we got it from the AP of Australia and the Brisbane Times. So we want you to do your own research. We want you to look into this because undoubtedly you're going to find even more stuff than we found. Because when we get millions of people to start digging, that's when things get interesting. So let me show you these headlines. John Fleetwood is a researcher, highly recommended by Dr. Bartlett. He's joining us next hour. Ebola vaccine that sheds onto and infects others, 31% rate of the time given to Colorado healthcare workers just down the road from the new Ebola bat lab. Here is the announcement by the state of Colorado. Immunized Colorado, Denver Health Medical Team receives Ebola vaccine November of last year, but wasn't posted until December. Here is the insert for the experimental Ebola injection that they admit sheds. You hear what I just said? Spreads. Here is that. We'll have a medical doctor and hospital director, and former task force member of the governor on next hour. Here is the New England Journal of Medicine, a random controlled trial of Ebola virus disease therapeutics, and it gets into what this vaccine did and its massive linkage to outbreaks in Africa. Shame Bill Gates backed live Ebola. Oh, you know he'd be involved. Shame Bill Gates backed live Ebola vaccine distributed before Africa's 2016, 18, 20, 21, 2022, and before that under Obama outbreaks, which is given to Colorado healthcare workers, U.S. Army now developing Ebola medicines. We have all the documents from the local and federal government right here. And that's why the Washington Post says, do not do your own research. Now, pull up the headline from Reuters, please. Also AP. Majority of global polio cases caused by vaccine. That's what's insane, is that they hide this in plain view. Where's Ebola in the United States? It's hardly even in Africa. Most outbreaks are linked to these tests, these inoculation operations. And then it's not just Denver. We know it's one other place, so we got that here. They're injecting healthcare workers who they then test on and put in a report admitting 31% got Ebola-like symptoms when they took it. That's just like they admittedly killed 43,000 U.S. troops in the two different anthrax injection tests they did under George Herbert Walker Bush. There's the Reuters headline. If you're a new viewer, I don't make this stuff up. Vaccine delivered, poliovirus detected in Congo. Vaccine delivered. But let's go back. That's not the actual headline I wanted. How the oral polio vaccine can cause polio. That's NPR. I want to show the exact headline.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, formerly Air Force Lieutenant Colonel, Air National Guard and Reservist. I'm looking for veterans, active duty military personnel to join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. She needs your skills, courage, and loyalty more than ever. Contact GCMteam.com. Because of the financial and healthcare collapse, veterans are currently struggling finding jobs. Frustrated looking for a job? Change your tactics. Join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. Start a healthcare business with FDI Longevity 90 for Life crusade. Contact GCMteam.com. Immediately. We're looking for military specialists who can use a computer, can communicate information, and execute a battle plan. Join the admirals, Navy SEALs, Marines, pilots, Army officers, military police, sheriffs, police officers, firemen, and first responders already enrolled in the 90 for Life Crusade. Contact GCNteam.com now. FDI Longevity will help you apply your military skills to the task of saving America through health and financial programs. Contact GCNteam.com. Enlist in GCNteam.com and save America.
Wellness and self-care doesn't have to be complicated. So keep it simple and take good care of yourself with Sunny Bay heating pads. Our heating pads soothe pains in the neck, back, and shoulders while relaxing muscles and increasing blood circulation. Sunny Bay heating pads have always been made in the USA and hand-filled to perfection with the highest quality materials. Sunny Bay heating pads are the perfect wellness gift for loved ones or yourself. See all of our high-quality products at sunny-bay.com, including heated body pads, neck pillows, heated neck and body wraps, and our stress-reducing lavender line. They're all affordable, durable, and in stock now and ready for immediate shipping direct from sunny-bay.com. Read our trusted, authentic, and real reviews at sunny-bay.com or just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pad. To your good health and wellness from Sunny Bay.
Hey, Jimmy, turn off the video games. Let's go play some ball.
I'm in the middle of my game. Can't we go later?
Come on, it'll be fun. It will be there when you get back.
Okay, but there's no way you're going to win.
Why don't you grab some water and granola bars, and then we'll see about that.
You can make a difference. Eat smart, play hard. And when you do, your kids will too. A challenge from USDA.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
Yeah, the sky's the limit, folks. They're doing whatever they want, whenever they want, however they want. And I am so fundamentally pissed. And now there's all these new deaths, and life expectancy is dropping for the first time ever in modern history. And there's all of this craziness happening, and we're just sitting here and taking it. I mean, I'm going to cover this all in great detail in the second hour with a doctor, with researchers, on the show, with us, with Dr. Richard Bartlett, with John Fleetwood. But let's just look at this. This is just what's broken today. Spinoff disease, fully vaccinated for COVID, manifesting new disease called VEXAS syndrome. It's got all the links to the CDC and all of them admitting it. That, yeah, it is the people that got injected, and it's turning on an autoimmune response where your own body attacks yourself and is lethal in many cases. That's a big report with all the links. This is mainstream news, but just back of the paper, hey, we love you, we're liberal. Adverse events more likely with some COVID-19 vaccine batches than others. Big article being covered by the Epic Times. Senator Ron Johnson, COVID-19 injections 55 times deadlier than flu vaccine. Representative MTG holds hearing on blood-related injuries caused by COVID-19 vaccines in Congress. And they call it the ultimate protein weapon. And it goes on and on from there. So they are injecting hospital workers. You know, there's other trials going on. With a Ebola vaccine that creates this derivative of Ebola in the body that then replicates and then sheds onto other people. And then it lists here headaches, nausea, comas, passing out, bleeding sores, Ebola. Ebola. So I wanted to be sensational. Bill Gates caught injecting healthcare workers with live Ebola. That's really what it is. But it's so horrible, I tend to dial it back myself and say, well, you know, let's talk about it coming up. So you might want to get ahead of this. Because if you look at the globalist war games, they're constantly talking about Ebola hitting the United States. Or Europe. And the panic it's going to create. And how they're going to use that for control in their UN treaty. So I'm not going to cover this now for about 34 minutes till we start the next hour. And then we're going to do the deep dive on this. But the power of you going to Real Alex Jones on X, formerly Twitter, and taking that top link and sharing this information is beyond critical. Because I don't want to just be here on air speaking to the choir that already knows a lot of this. Everybody needs to know this is going on. And there's a big enough buzz. The deep state, if this does cause an Ebola outbreak, which it is getting people sick, with some version of Ebola, that's admitted, then they'll cover up what they've done and not launch it on a wider population. They're testing this, just like They gave everybody the experimental shots, and all the experts predicted once the shots start in 2021, that's when the real illness will begin, because their bodies then become engines that produce the spike protein that is a nanotech prion similar to what causes mad cow disease or spongiform encephalopathy. And you sit back and you go, man, this is cold-blooded. This is evil. This is out of control. Why would they do it? Well, I've got all these clips from Davos just the last week of their panel members saying, we want to outlaw farming and ranching and fishing and put people in prison for ecocide. They're cutting off the food, people. Jane Goodall said, cut us down to 450 million. That's an seven and a half plus billion cut in humans. I know it's hard to believe, but it's happening. A bunch of self-appointed criminals who, through the administrative system, through the bureaucracy, want to kill billions of people, where they don't have to get their hands dirty. Now, I'm going to come back with a powerful confrontation at Davos, the most powerful yet, with Kevin Roberts, the head of the Heritage Foundation. And this is one of the most important clips I've ever played, because he throws down the gauntlet and says, the world's awake to your criminal activity. You're going down to their face. And so did Javier, Milley. It's on. Because once they're identified, and once people admit the horror of what we're facing, there's no way for the globalists to ever reverse this. But we're headed into unprecedented times, and now's the time to boost your immune system. Now's the time to be as healthy as possible. Now the time is to bring the purified water and get as much sunlight as you can. And now is the time to support free speech outlets that tell the truth and don't back down. And we need funds to continue on, plus you need the products we've got. So please go to InfoWarsStore.com right now and take advantage of our new big special, the Supercharge Special. That's two of our best sellers, Real Red Pill Plus and DNA Force Plus, 50% off together or 40% off individually, 50% off the combo. This will be sold out in less than a week. The DNA Force will. Maybe a couple more days on the Real Red Pill. But despite that, I'm selling it discounted because we need the funds. Plus, I want you to try it and see how much energy and focus it gives you. It's amazing. InfoWarsStore.com or 888-253-3139. Also, our ultimate fish oil, highest grade fish oil, so good for your cardiovascular system, so good for your mind, so good for your dreams, so good for your heart, so good for everything. It's back in stock, discounted. Ultimate fish oil back in stock. InfoWarsStore.com. And then, of course, we've got next level foundational energy with methylfolate that is the breakdown of folic acid that a lot of people's cells don't fully break down, particularly if you're white or Northern European, but everybody benefits from this. You look up methylfolate. It's high-quality methylfolate, breakdown of what your cells operate on. For the cells that can't break down, folic acid at 100%. Most can't. A lot of people are like at 12, 15%. And this takes you to 100%, and it also has the B-complex to supercharge it. Get next-level foundational energy at InfoWarsStore.com. Next level foundational energy from Dr. Jones Naturals or 888-253-3139. And also get other amazing products like HGH Max Boost, 1776 Testosterone Boost, and Pain MD, the InfoWars Platinum line at InfoWarsStore.com. Counting on you. While you're at it, get a Team Humanity t-shirt, now shipping out, and the new 1776 t-shirt. It takes money to fight the New World Order. I want to thank you for your support. Plus, these are great products you need. Please take action now. I'm in your hands. You're in my hands. This is the time for action. You won't be disappointed with these products. Get them now at InfoWarsStore.com. The second American Revolution is happening now right in front of you. And you're tuned into InfoWars because you're either looking for the truth or you're already a patriot. I'm asking you now to realize we are at the fulcrum, the crossroads in the fight for human destiny and human future. Please spread the word about the broadcast. Please buy great products at InfoWarsStore.com. And please pray for the transmission. Without you, we're going to fail. But if you simply take action and spread the word and pray for the broadcast and buy the products, you will continue to aid us together in our victory against these tyrants. But now is the time to make the decision. I know there's millions of forms of media out there and all this BS, and the globalists hope you get lost in all of it. But notice the globalists, the New World Order, are coming after us because they realize we've got their number. Think about it. InfoWars is the tip of the spear. If you want to support the tip of the spear, that decision is up to you. Please support us now at InfoWars Store.
I spend a lot of time in the garage, but even more time in the rain, sleet, and mud. In 95, I helped tow your moving trailer. In 05, I helped you get out of a ditch. Yeah, I know I'm a bit rusty, and sadly in 09, it was sparks from me, your handy chains, dragging behind your truck that accidentally started a wildfire.
Sparks from dragging chains can start a wildfire. Spark a change, not a wildfire. Visit SmokeyBear.com, brought to you by the U.S. Forest Service, your state forester, and the Ad Council.
Only you can prevent wildfires.
Have you ever watched a video on the internet and found yourself waiting for the skip the ad button? The reason this takes a few seconds is because the video delivery companies get to collect impression commission, and the viewer never sees the advertisement. The company still pays full price to run the ad. Does this sound like a scam to you? Is there any wonder why internet ads are so ineffective? For over 100 years, radio has been a proven source for companies' messages. Radio listeners are engaged and want to support the companies that sponsor the shows they're so passionate about. Simple companies like window treatments, security, pillow companies, and more have been able to break away from the big box stores, building multi-million dollar businesses. Find out what radio can do for your business. Call 877-996-4327 or advertise at gcnlive.com. That's advertise at gcnlive.com.
People often write to tell us what has happened for them since starting Extendivite. Allow me to read a few. In 1 month, my blood pressure dropped significantly. I no longer get chest pain after exercise. It's amazing, and I ordered my second bottle. The reviews are spot on. My target is to get off BP meds, and if it keeps going like this, I see a light at the end of the tunnel. So far, a great product is what it claims to be. Great product. A few days in and I could feel a difference for certain. Not checking medical stats yet. I know this is really working by how I feel. We'll continue to take this product. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit extendivite.com. That's extendovite.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
You are either with the Republic or against it. Resistance to tyrants is obedience to God. It's Alex Jones.
The trend started really last year at the World Government Forum hosted by the WEF in the Middle East, when Elon Musk attended remotely via video link, and he said, "World government is a tyranny, it's dangerous, it's one group controlling things, we don't need it, it's bad." Well, now we've had Javier Milei yesterday and a bunch of others confront the globalists in their face and say, "You're a fraud, you're a danger, you're a tyranny." Well, now we have Kevin Roberts, the president of the Heritage Foundation. This is a 3.5-minute clip, and the full discussion I watched this morning, it's very powerful. call them out and say, the main goal is getting the so-called elites out of our lives. People know you're governing us. We know you want us to eat bugs. We know you got a UN treaty to control our bodies. We know you're funding the open borders and transgenderism. We are not going along with it anymore. And this is what it's all about, identifying the enemy. They want to sit up there and pose as the saviors and say, everything bad's happened is global warming. Oh, COVID came from global warming. No, it came out of a laboratory, and so did your shots. And now they're in the news today saying, crime's exploded in the U.S. because of global warming. No, it's because defunding the police and the media and all these Soros DAs in thousands of jurisdictions letting violent criminals loose, sometimes with no jail time, for serious crimes like armed robbery and mugging and rape. And it's true that it's anti-white. If a white person is on a train with black people and there's a crazy black guy attacking everybody and they subdue him and he dies, the white guy goes to jail. They want racial division. They want a two-tier justice system. Because tyrannies always pick on a minority to set up their oppression first, to get the majority on board, just like Hitler did. And just like Stalin did, and just like Mao did. They do it over and over again. It's a formula of control. So here is the very important clip as Kevin Roberts, the head of the Heritage Foundation, throws down the gauntlet directly to the globalist faces yesterday in Davos.
It's laughable that you would, or anyone would, describe Davos as protecting liberal democracy. It's
standing up for it.
It's equally laughable to use the word dictatorship at Davos and aim that at President Trump. In fact, I think that's absurd. But I'm going to step aside from that constructive criticism and instead answer your question.
Yep.
And I'm going to be substantive here. President Trump, if he's the next president, for that matter, I think whoever the next conservative president is going to take on the power of the elites, which I mentioned earlier. But the thing that I want to drive home here, the very reason that I'm here at Davos, is to explain to many people in this room and who are watching, with all due respect, nothing personal, but that you're part of the problem. Political elites tell the average people on three or four or five issues that the reality is X, when in fact reality is Y. Take immigration. Elites tell us that open borders and even illegal immigration are okay. The average person tells us in the United States that both rob them of the American way of life. They're right. President Trump will take that on behalf of the average American. Elites also tell us that public safety isn't a problem in big American cities. Just travel to New York or Washington or Dallas, Texas. The average person will tell you that the lack of public safety damages not just the American way of life, but their life. President Trump will take that on. Thirdly, I guess the favorite at the World Economic Forum, is climate change. Elites tell us that we have this existential crisis with so-called climate change, so much so that climate alarmism is probably the greatest cause for mental health crisis in the world. The solutions, the average person know, based on climate change, are far worse and more harmful and cost more human lives, especially in Europe during the time that you need heating, than do the problem and the problems themselves. Fourth, two more here, Robin.
Okay.
The fourth, China. The number one adversary, not just to the United States, but to free people on planet Earth. Not only do we at Davos not say that, we give the Chinese Communist Party a platform. Count on President Trump ending that nonsense. And fifth, as we sit here, another supranational organization, the World Health Organization, is discussing foisting gender ideology upon the global south. These are practices that are under review, if not being rejected, by countries in Northern Europe. The new president, especially if it's President Trump, will, as you like to say, trust the science. He will understand the basic biological reality of manhood and womanhood. And do you know why? Not because of retribution, not because he's a dictator, but because he has the power of the American people behind him. And it's connected to Senator Portman's excellent point that in addition to needing a vigorous executive, we look forward to having the popular will inform both the House and Senate in 2025 to pass laws on all of those issues and many others. Ultimately, Robin, I think President Trump, if in fact he wins a second term, is going to be inspired by the wise words of Javier Milei, who said that he was in power not to guide sheep, but to awaken lions. That's what the average American and the average free person on planet Earth wants out of the...
Okay, so what's happening? As you and I, the tip of the spear, this broadcast, have done the groundwork, along with many other great people, and as globalism is now emerging and openly taking over the planet, there's going to be major opposition to it, and we've made it safe for people like Kevin Roberts, the Heritage Foundation, to come out and throw down the gauntlet and say, we're taking on the globalist. You're not our masters. You're not going to control us. The globalists admit they control the major governments. They're discrediting the government while they destroy our country. Instead, we bypass them and we cut them out of our government. We get out of the UN treaty over health care and over our bodies. We get out of the UN treaty over migrants. We get out of the UN treaty at UNESCO that's pushing all this transgenderism. That's how you kill it. You can argue all day who runs the New World Order and who the evil group is and all the rest of it. But if you specifically cut off the UN as the mechanism of its control, it fades away. And as it's identified that who elected the Davos group that merged the UN last year officially? And who elected the UN? We didn't. And they're monsters. And yeah, they've got the corporate media to still sing their praises, but when people see the corporate media say something's up, we know it's down. We know it's almost always a lie up front. And I've talked so much about identifying the enemy, so much about addressing how they control things, and that once we hit a tipping point, all these people are going to join us that secretly knew what was going on, didn't like what was happening, but now are ready to come all the way over. And that's happening with Elon Musk, and the list just goes on and on. And nothing against RFK Jr. I really like him. And they murdered his dad and his uncle, and he's done a lot of good things, but he's made a major turn to the left. He's clearly gearing up to try to take votes away from Trump. And here is a Jezebel article, and it reports on a Variety report, an interview with the wife of RFK Jr. Cheryl Hines seems cool with RFK Jr.'s conspiracy theories, but draws the line on Alex Jones. And then she goes on to say, and it's a puff piece for her, that she tells her husband don't associate with Alex Jones and with Steve Bannon, and that he follows her orders. Well, it's not like I need him to come on my show. That would just add to his credibility. But it's all right here. Wow, your wife tells you, it's an interview, they're quoting an interview here. I don't just believe the media when I see it. This is her on a podcast. RFK Jr.'s wife has him by the balls. That's sad right there. But see, she knows this is all popular now. So she's like, oh, I love every conspiracy theory. She even calls it that. The shots, the open borders, the New World Order. She's against it all. But, oh, Alex Jones, he's too far. Yeah, well, you got to dance with the one that brung you, lady. So we're going to come back and look at all the censorship they're launching. It's massive, including inside the NFL.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
I had no idea it would destroy my life, but before it happened, I had a successful business in Austin, Texas. Everyone laughed at me when I shut that business down, but I could not ignore the wake-up call. I was volunteering on a project to get locally grown food into a school. That project was a complete failure, and I discovered that there were few local farmers, there's only 4 days' worth of food in the grocery stores, and everything comes 1,500 miles via a just-in-time trucking system. I lost friends and family who told me I was crazy to worry about that, but I kept at it. I'm Marjorie Wildcraft. Those of us who know what's going on in the world know you need to become self-reliant before the dollar collapses. I've created a free webinar at gcnfood.com. I can show you, like I've shown hundreds of thousands of people, how to grow lots of food, even if you have no experience, you're older, or you're out of shape. Do it now, before the stores are boarded up and food is not available at any price. Go to GCNfood.com. GCNfood.com.
Do you know someone with a drug or alcohol problem? Get help now. Insurance may cover everything. Stop the drug and alcohol nightmare. Call 800-284-0523. Learn how through the Family Medical Leave Act, you can leave your job without losing your job. Locations everywhere. Get immediate help for drug and alcohol problems. Call now. 800-284-0523. 800-284-0523.
Let me tell you a story about Bill. Bill was a normal guy in his 50s. He had back surgery about 2 years ago. Bill was in a lot of pain. He dealt with his pain by taking the Percocets his doctor prescribed for him. Bill took more and more and more of them to help with the pain, until one day the prescriptions weren't enough to get rid of Bill's pain. Then one day Bill found someone to help him get rid of the pain with illegal drugs he didn't need a prescription for. Fast forward to today. Bill lost his job and his family. The only thing he does have is his drug dealer. If you know Bill's story and you don't want to end up like Bill, call the Detox and Treatment Helpline right now to get away and get treatment. 800-296-1327. 800-296-1327. 800-296-1327. Call right now. Help is standing by. 800-296-1327.
Do you have difficulty taking supplements? Are you searching for a high-quality, complete nutritional drink that your whole family will love? NutraMedical's Life Support has arrived. All of your daily nutritional requirements in one quick, delicious drink. Dr. Bill Deagle's Life Support is a proprietary blend of vegan protein, activated vitamins, essential minerals, amino acids, probiotics, green tea, digestive enzymes, anti-inflammatories, cancer prevention, detoxification, and much more. Your body will high-five you for this one. Life Support is the best complete nutritious meal replacement on the market. Whether you are an elite athlete, have post-operative challenges, chronic illness, elderly, or a family that just wants a quick, delicious drink, try Dr. Bill Deagle's Life Support for optimized nutrition in one great-tasting smoothie. Just add cold water, almond milk, fruit, or anything else you like. NutraMedical's Life Support. Try our great-tasting chocolate or vanilla today. Call 888-212-8871 or visit us online at NutraMedical.com. NutraMedical.com for the whole family.
Disagreeing with their criminal power grab, disinformation, fake news. Look at this stack of censorship just today. Watch, NBC censors NFL star praising Jesus during post-game show. We're going to get to that in a moment. Mississippi mother, Fox News, post of son's school disciplinary incident for saying Jesus Christ. Biden DHS paid activist groups to create counter-propaganda against Trump and conservatives. Totally illegal. Look at the human smuggler-in-chief, Alexander Mayorkas. American Psychological Association seeks federal funding for censorship. Yes, the high priest of control. Senator Mark Rubio slams networks for not carrying Trump's remarks. It's what state-run media does. Authoritarian regimes do. Yeah. AI Fraud Act could outlaw parodies, political cartoons, and more. Digital kill switches, how tyrannical governments stifle political dissent. Financial surveillance, feds flag banks transactions with terms like MAGA and Trump. John Kerry declares no democratically elected president can stop the climate agenda. And it goes on and on. Alex Jones is profiting from his new game on Steam, for refusing to pay the Sandy Hook families he defamed. Total lie. I'm in bankruptcy, folks. Not allowed to pay any money. Goes to fund this operation and what we're doing. Let's play this quick clip. NBC was called out for removing the NFL's star's profession of his Christian faith from a post-game interview posted on social media. First, we show the actual clip that was live, and then how they edited it out with a deceptive jump cut. This is the control, folks. And all over the country, if you hand out Christmas cards, it's been going on for 30 years that I know of, since I first got on air. Oh, you can't even hand out a Christmas card. Well, that's your right to free speech. Under separation of church and state, you shouldn't have the school of its public say the official religion's Christianity. But you can profess your faith at lunch, or on the playground, or after school, or during a break, or when you give a commencement speech, or when you get an award, you can say, I want to thank God, I want to thank Jesus. That's the First Amendment. Congress shall make no law respecting the establishment of religion or prohibiting the free exercise thereof, or the right of the press, or the people to petition the government for a redress of grievances. In fact, let's pull the First Amendment up for people. The right of the religion, the right to assemble, the right to the press, the right to petition for redress of grievances. It's all there. People spin it that Thomas Jefferson was saying Christians can't operate. It was the opposite. He said the government has no jurisdiction. But that's how far we've gone. Fox News reports that a little girl said, I love Jesus, and they're going to kick her out of school for a week. Congress shall make no law respecting the establishment of religion or prohibiting the free exercise thereof or abridging the freedom of speech or the press or the right of the people to peaceably assemble and petition the government for redress of grievances. Oh, you thought it restricted Christianity. No, it doesn't let the state tell you what the religion is. Because if the federal government had a religion, which it is, it'd be Satanism and pedophilia and leftist wokeism and the rainbow pedophile flag. So here's quarterback, rookie star, C.J. Stroud, being censored.
First of all, I just want to give all glory and praise to my Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. I mean, it's been amazing being...
What does this moment mean?
I mean, it's been amazing being in this city for as short as I've been.
Play it again. So he gets up there and says, Jesus Christ, and the city's amazing. They cut the front off on the officially posted, the edited clip. Here it is.
First of all, I just want to give all glory and praise to my Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. I mean, it's been amazing being...
What does this moment mean?
I mean, it's been amazing being in this city for as short as I've been.
Their operatives are everywhere. Yes, we're watching them. We're exposing it. But why are they so scared of Jesus Christ? Why did Mayorkas secretly fund all these organizations to attack people wanting to control the borders with federal money? That's illegal. Because he's desperate. Because he's child trafficking children. Because he's an operative. Biden DHS paid activist groups to create counter-propaganda against Trump and conservatives. Well, it's not propaganda that you got a wide-open border and smuggling kids, Jack. Department of Homeland Security provided federal grants to media literacy groups to create self-described propaganda to attack conservatives, according to a bombshell report. Public records requests filed by the Media Research Group Center found that DHS used a grant program earmarked for terrorism response, because we're the terrorists, remember? Terrorism response called the Targeted Violence and Terrorism Preventative TVTP program to pay activists $700,000 to write posts that criticize former President Donald Trump and other conservatives under the guise of media literacy. And it goes on from there. Look at this. American Psychological Association seeks federal funding for censorship. The American Psychological Association is going all in for the new PSYOP campaign that centered around censorship. The association is asking for federal funding for the ruling class to stop the misinformation online. What's the Davos group at the UN say? Misinformation's the number one enemy. And they say if you say a man and a woman have a baby and there's X and Y chromosomes, that's disinfo. They say the shots totally protect you and don't hurt you. They're the liars. And it goes on and on and on. All right, that's just some of the news we've got there. And I want to show you this stack of news, because I went to CNN this morning to check what the enemy's up to. And it was all these headlines, how the American dream's over for millennials and Gen Z, and why nothing works. They won't own a car. They'll never have a house. It's just no one knows why it happened. It's the globalists. Boomers won't part with their homes, and it's that problem for young families. Ah, because the boomers have all the inflation hidden in the price of their home. It's not real wealth. They're trying to create a class war. December home sales slumped to close out worst year since 1995. They're just holding on to those houses, pretending they're rich, but it's all fiat. Not blaming either. Why Americans have lost faith in the value of college. Wall Street Journal, CNN. Oh, I thought it was a conspiracy theory that most college degrees are worthless and way more than they're worth when you pay for them. You see, there's a total loss of confidence in the system, and all we've got to do is stay on air during all this, and they won't come out as the saviors smelling like a rose. They'll come out as the tyrants that are behind all this. That's why sharing the articles, sharing the videos is beyond critical. Right now, the world's awake. Right now, the world wants to know what's going on. And the globalists are hitting the panic button. Shut them down. Silence them. What are we going to do? And then Elon Musk comes out against them, and Tucker Carlson and Joe Rogan and everybody else. But you're the real power. Sharing the InfoWars clips, sharing the articles, sharing the guests. Next hour, Bill Gates is running a program injecting medical workers with live Ebola vaccine that's shedding and spreading Ebola-like disorders. By the way, print me all the articles I asked you to show earlier. Headline AP Reuters, majority of polio caused by polio vaccine. That's going to be very useful to show how that's a live virus, too, and the same thing. Yes, our government with Bill Gates is injecting healthcare workers in Colorado and other states with live Ebola, and they're shedding it. Working down the street with a Pentagon project studying Ebola. You know it's a Pentagon project. Old headlines, Pentagon secretly released bioweapon, killed people in New York subways, 1968. It's the same thing now. Our Pentagon is seized by globalists, by eugenicists that are at war with us. Our military on average isn't bad. That's why they're being purged and given experimental shots and taught critical race theory and transgenderism, because they're purging the military. The military's great, but not the leadership. So print me those articles I had you pull up earlier. I want to show that, dovetailing with all this, to explain it next hour with Dr. Richard Bartlett and other expert guests on this huge breaking now news story. The government with Bill Gates is injecting medical workers with an Ebola vaccine that creates Ebola-like symptoms and spreads. Oh, my gosh. And please support us. Please go to InfoWarsStore.com and get amazing products. Like Next Level Foundational Energy. I don't have time to tell you about it. Just go research it. It is incredible. Just get it, and you will be amazed. And then at least you know you're funding the operation. Get a copy of my book. That keeps me on air. Signed or unsigned. Fundraiser is a signed copy. The Great Awakening. The Plan to Defeat the Globalists and Launch the Next Renaissance. InfoWarsStore.com or 888-253-3139. Also, 10-hour clean energy Turbo Force is still in stock, but Turbo Force is not in stock for long. We'll be right back. Stay with us.
Have you heard the warning from the dead doctors don't lie guy? I'm talking about Dr. Joel Wallach. He says if you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol or high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, or other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. That's what he says. He has a free lecture revealing what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. And it's all in his free lecture called Deadly Recipe. You want it free? Call him toll free at 855-79-YOUNG. You ready? 855-79-YOUNG. Young, Dr. Joel Wallach, the dead doctors don't lie guy, says there's no reason why we shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there.